Unit 4. Speaking and listening. Exercise 2. You will hear 5 people talking about culture around the world. What accent does each speaker have? Match each extract to the accents below. 1.
It would be wise to bear in mind that pork, shellfish and alcohol are forbidden in many Arab countries. On the other hand, if you've invited a Hindu round for dinner, it wouldn't please them to be presented with a plate of beef, as cows are sacred in the Hindu religion, so you have to be rather careful. Another problem, of course, is language. Sometimes words for the same thing are similar across languages, and sometimes they are very different. Take thank you, for instance. In Japanese, it's arigato, and in Spanish, it's gracias, which are totally different. And neither of them sound like merci, which is what the French say. The Italians say grazie, which admittedly is like gracias.
2.
In my country, and in many countries where they speak Spanish, we have rather long names, because we often use our father's and our mother's surname. So someone may be called José García Mendoza, but when we speak, we just use the father's name, so people would say Señor García or Mr. García, as they say in the States. I'm not always sure when talking to people from the States or Britain whether to call them by their first name or to call them Mr. Smith or what. It's very difficult. You don't want to give offense.
3.
As a businessman who travels abroad a lot with work, I have to be very careful about other countries' cultural habits. For example, in Japan, they consider it very rude if you look at them for too long. So, if you ever go there, try to avoid prolonged eye contact. In some Asian countries, it seems to be quite the opposite. On trips to Pakistan, I've found that men often stare at you for ages. It makes me quite nervous, I can tell you. Here in Australia, the thumbs-up sign that you use in Britain and the States is actually quite rude, and we avoid it. It means something completely different here, you see. If I were you, I'd avoid it, if you don't want to get your nose punched.
4.
Yeah, it sure is a funny old world, and you could lose an important contract if you give offense. You have to take care not to break the rules. In Japan, white means death, so you don't use white for wrapping gifts. And when my Japanese colleague goes over to many European countries, he should avoid chrysanthemums. But here in the States, there's no problem.
5.
I believe very strongly that good manners make for good business. I think if you make an arrangement to meet at a particular time, then you should arrive on time. I think this is true in Britain, as well as here in Germany, but I'm often disappointed in this respect by colleagues in the Mediterranean countries, where punctuality is not so important.
Exercise 3. Now listen again. Which of the questions in the quiz are answered by the speakers? Did you get them right? 1.
It would be wise to bear in mind that pork, shellfish and alcohol are forbidden in many Arab countries. On the other hand, if you've invited a Hindu round for dinner, it wouldn't please them to be presented with a plate of beef, as cows are sacred in the Hindu religion, so you have to be rather careful. Another problem, of course, is language. Sometimes words for the same thing are similar across languages, and sometimes they are very different. Take thank you, for instance. In Japanese, it's arigato, and in Spanish, it's gracias, which are totally different. And neither of them sound like merci, which is what the French say. The Italians say grazie, which admittedly is like gracias.
2.
In my country, and in many countries where they speak Spanish, we have rather long names, because we often use our father's and our mother's surname. So someone may be called José García Mendoza, but when we speak, we just use the father's name, So people would say Señor Garcia or Mr. Garcia, as they say in the States. I'm not always sure when talking to people from the States or Britain whether to call them by their first name or to call them Mr. Smith or what. It's very difficult. You don't want to give offense.
3.
As a businessman who travels abroad a lot with work, I have to be very careful about other countries' cultural habits. For example, in Japan, they consider it very rude if you look at them for too long. So, if you ever go there, try to avoid prolonged eye contact. In some Asian countries, it seems to be quite the opposite. On trips to Pakistan, I've found that men often stare at you for ages. It makes me quite nervous, I can tell you. Here in Australia, the thumbs-up sign that you use in Britain and the States is actually quite rude. We avoid it. It means something completely different here, you see. If I were you, I'd avoid it, if you don't want to get your nose punched.
4.
Yeah, it sure is a funny old world, and you could lose an important contract if you give offense. You have to take care not to break the rules. In Japan, white means death, so you don't use white for wrapping gifts. And when my Japanese colleague goes over to many European countries, he should avoid chrysanthemums. But here in the States, there's no problem.
5.
I believe very strongly that good manners make for good business. I think if you make an arrangement to meet at a particular time, then you should arrive on time. I think this is true in Britain, as well as here in Germany, but I'm often disappointed in this respect by colleagues in the Mediterranean countries, where punctuality is not so important.